Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with philanthropist Emily Wilson, who recently returned to Canada after 1.5 years in Cameroon. Emily, welcome back.
Thank you.
How are you doing? How's the return home?
I'm doing well. It's been a bit of a shock to go from a hot and humid climate into a fairly dry and cold one, but it's nice to be home.
Well, while you're over there, you're working with an organization called Well Grounded. Can you talk a bit about their mandate and what your role with them was?
Well Grounded is a small nonprofit organization that was started up just over 3 years ago by two women who had spent a long time working in the Congo Basin in Africa with local civil society organizations that work on forest governance issues and community rights issues. And they decided to start up Well Grounded to fill a gap that they had identified with a lot of local people as well, which is to support the internal development and strengthening of national civil society organizations. So the main mandate of the organization is to support the development and internal change processes of Congolese and Cameroonian and Central African organizations.
And what were you doing with them specifically?
Well, it's an interesting organization because it's a flat structure. We use a consensus-based decision-making model, and we actually all have similar posts. We all have the same job description at this point. And so what do I do with them? It is a very, I multitask a lot. I have a very diverse set of responsibilities. So internally, we're working a lot on our own development. And I guess I have more of a focus on communications, developing our website and other communications materials. And then externally, I'm working with certain clients, certain civil society organizations, mostly in Cameroon and the two Congos, to help them identify priorities for their own development and then facilitating processes to help them achieve those priorities. So that's things like strategic planning or reflection on how to improve management of staff. It can be things like training people in participatory approaches. It's a whole range of things because it's defined differently by each organization.
Well, I know initially you thought about possibly staying out there for up to 3 years, and you came back for personal reasons because you're expecting your first child. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
And so I know you're still sort of working on planning out next steps, but still you've already launched another volunteer initiative, and I wanted to talk to you about that, the Bourse Tontine Awards. Can you explain what they're all about?
Yeah, the Bourse Tontine Awards. It's a new microgrant initiative in Ottawa Gatineau. So there's already a few microgrant initiatives that exist, like Soup Ottawa and Awesome Ottawa and Just Change. But I guess the difference with the Tontines is that they specifically focus on supporting initiatives by local women to explore and express their creativity. So it's quite focused on women, on creative initiatives. And it was started up by a small group of women from Ottawa-Gatineau, who some are involved in the arts in their professional careers, but a lot of us are just people who aren't necessarily directly involved on a day-to-day basis with the arts, but really believe in the importance of creativity in terms of having a vibrant community and really believe in providing women with opportunities as well, and kind of form the basis of this new microgrant initiative. So the idea is that we just launched it at the beginning of November, and the idea is to have a call for applications every 2 months and to give out one award of $500 every 2 months. And the person who receives the reward, there's very minimal administration, so there's no reporting, there's no, you know, they get the award to put into place their creative initiative. We were very excited because in the first call for applications that we launched in November, we had 29 applications. So we were pretty overwhelmed by the response and really excited. And to us, it indicates that it's really, it's filling a niche and it's really reaching out to people who don't necessarily have other avenues to get funding for their creative ideas.
When will you be awarding the first grant?
The first winner will be announced in mid to end of January.
And if people want to find out about that, they can go to wolfstontineawards.ca.
Yes.
And I'll just give out the well-grounded URL too. It's well-grounded.org. Before wrapping up though, I'm just wondering, while you're thinking about your next steps, what kind of thing is going to drive you? Is it going to be more focused around supporting the arts, just about empowering people in general? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, it's a good question. As you mentioned, I'm back in Canada for personal reasons, having my first child, and I think that's going to be a pretty interesting transition into parenthood, into motherhood. And that's going to put a lot of things up in the air in terms of next steps and that kind of thing. But I don't imagine losing my passion for supporting people and supporting creativity and supporting social justice. And I imagine those same things will continue to drive me in whichever direction I take.
Well, thank you so much for all that you do. You really make a wonderful contribution.
Thank you. Thanks so much.